Terry, why is David Griffin sitting out there without a job?
David Griffin is an interesting story in that you would have thought a year ago, right at this time, July 2016, what just happened to the Cavs?
They were sitting on top of the world. They were world champions, literally.
Exactly. David Griffin, Cavs general manager, and Tyronn Lue, Cavs coach, have the same agent. Dan Gilbert is talking to the agent about extending Tyronn Lue's coaching contract.
Okay.
They work out a 5-year extension. The agent says, what about Griffin, or Griff as they call him? We'll wait on that one. Griffin's in his last year of a contract. That started the split between Dan Gilbert and David Griffin. He did not resent Lue getting the contract. He wanted, he deserved it. He won a title.
Right.
But
he thought he did too.
You know, what about me? Because at that point, Griffin was one of the lowest paid general managers. He had been on the job 2.5 years. You know, his first full season, they lose in the finals, and his next full season, they win it. You would think that this would, you'd almost have a big gala press conference. You'd roll them both out there, everybody's an extension, they all, you know, eat cake and have a party. But Griffin's starting to wonder what this is about. And then they have some disagreements as the year goes on, but that happens when you start thinking you're not appreciated. Mm. Dan Gilbert, by the way, he'll pay players. He pays coaches. Oftentimes he pays coaches not to coach. He's not afraid to pay coaches. He generally doesn't value general managers.
Hmm.
He's never extended the contract of a general manager.
Is that because he thinks he can do that job?
I think he thinks that he could do it from a distance with the right other people bringing him the scenarios and everything.
Okay, so he doesn't see it as that linchpin position.
No. Whereas he knows he can't play, he knows he can't coach.
Okay.
So meanwhile, the Cavs go along and they have some sort of talks with Griffin. And again, the mistrust starts to build. And anybody who's been a general manager with Gilbert before will tell you, you remember that email he sent out to LeBron?
Yeah.
By the way, I've gotten one or two of those over the years. And they get a lot of those. I mean, the ones that's just your computer, there's just steam coming out of it. So you have to deal with that, and you have to deal with the great expectations of the Cavaliers with LeBron. And I think after a while, Griffin began to think, you know, this just may not be worth it. Now, it's important to know this about David Griffin. From 2007 to 2010, he was the assistant general manager of the Phoenix Suns. The general manager of the Phoenix Suns was Steve Kerr.
Mm.
They took a team that was struggling. And in 2010, they actually went and lost in the Western Conference Finals. They were like 54-28. It was a really good year, a team that was clearly being built the right way by Kerr and Griffin. The owner, by the way, makes, you know, Dan Gilbert look like just a wonderful guy to go to lunch with. I mean, this other guy in Phoenix is really bad news. Well, Kerr and Gilbert decided they had enough, then they left.
Mm.
They quit. Kerr ends up going to TV and then later coaching Golden State. Griffin is hired by Chris Grant to be the Cavs assistant GM, and Chris Grant was moved up when they fired Danny Ferry. So basically what usually happens in Cleveland is you're like a one-term president as a general manager. Then you get fired, and they promote your assistant, and then they bring in somebody else, and that guy gets fired, and you move up.
Okay.
So Griffin has been in a situation before, like, I don't have to have this job.
Hmm.
I can get another job. So in the end, he just kind of walked away when he felt these things weren't going well at all.
So why doesn't he have another job?
Well, they waited so long to get this thing resolved. Three other teams asked permission to talk to Griffin, and Gilbert turned down permission.
Hmm.
So you see how we're getting here. It's getting personal. So
now,
by the time he is on the open market, there's only one job available.
And that is with?
The New York Knicks.
Oh, gosh.
And he turned it down.
I wonder why.
Yes, because it's crazy. How's this? This is why you turn it down. They're talking to you, and you want to make sure that I have full basketball control with the Knicks and I could bring in my key people. In the middle of your contract talks with the owner or kind of laying out parameters of the job, the guy who's the interim GM goes out and hands out a $71 million offer sheet to a very average player named Tim Hardaway Jr. with Atlanta. The minute I saw that, I knew. I said, Griff's never taking his job. 2 days later, he walked away. Because you know what he's going to do? He's going to sit there for a year, and next year there'll be several teams wanting to hire him. Mm. He'll go on TV. How about this? You're going to like this. Consultants. Every Cavalier general manager since the middle 80s currently works for another NBA team as a consultant. Wayne Embry came in 1985. He's with the Toronto Raptors. Wayne was replaced by John Paxson, who is now a consultant with the Chicago Bulls. Paxson was replaced by Danny Ferry, who is now a consultant with the New Orleans Pelicans. Ferry was replaced by Chris Grant, who is now a consultant with the San Antonio Spurs.
So it's great work if you can get it.
How about this? Remember, Kerr and Griffin worked together. Very close friends. We're also Mike Brown, a former Cavs coach, sits next to Steve Kerr. Wonder where he could go being a consultant.